a doctor advertised for an office boy to do some general help around the office. A young man came in and said he would be interested in the job. The doctor told him that he would have to try him out to see if he could do the job. He sent him over to the closet to feed a skeleton a bowl of soup. The young man opened the door, dipped the soup in the bowl, and put the soup into the skeleton's mouth. He didn't know that the doctor was a ventriloquist. Just as he lifted the spoon, the doctor threw his voice, and from the skeleton came the words, "Too hot." The boy threw the spoon in the air, dropped the bowl, and ran out the door. A while later, another young man came and asked about the job. The doctor sent him to the closet as well, and just as he was lifting the spoon, the skeleton said, "Too hot." The young man left the bowl, the spoon, and soup all over the floor, just like the first one. A third young man came and was told about the skeleton. He was scared, but desperately wanted the job. He gritted his teeth and approached the closet. He opened the door, lifted the spoon, and then heard the voice, "Too hot." He stood frozen, gritted his teeth, and said, "Well, blow on it, you bonehead."
Yeah, it's okay.
I've never met a ventriloquist. Maybe it would be fun. Fun because we hear a voice that's coming from an impossible place, or a voice saying something that makes no sense in whatever situation one is in. But once we discovered there was a ventriloquist involved, well, sanity is restored in most cases. Come to think of it, none of us may have ever met a ventriloquist personally, but in a weird way, we're living with seeming ventriloquists all around. Yes, we're hearing voices all right, lots and lots of voices. And by George, near all of them are downright vicious, meaning they're about as truthful and trustworthy as a fox guarding a hen house.
Yeah.
Let me cite just one contemporary example. For the last several days, the local news media has been blaring that it's so hot outside that we're literally taking our lives into our hands by venturing out. The heat is just simply extreme, so dangerous. We must be so extra, extra careful. One misstep outside and we could be goners before we know it. I'm just so sick of all this fear-mongering. To be safe, we must listen to our governmental officials and obey what they say. No thinking required. May I ask, since when is 95 degrees extremely hot? You know, there is a season called summer, and one of summer's defining characteristics is that there are hot days. Indeed, most all of summer's days are supposed to be hot. 90 degrees and higher hot. Sure, 90 degrees plus is uncomfortable, but not fatal. If one doesn't try to run a marathon all day when you're 90 years old. I remember days in Macon County when I was young when temperatures would often approach and surpass 100 degrees. That was more unusual and could qualify as extreme. Really hot, truly extreme, were temperatures approaching 110 and above. That would be genuinely extreme. And somehow, undoubtedly, all President Trump's fault. This is just a mundane local example, but we've been inundated with sensationalized, warped, biased, preferred narrative and agenda-driven news for most of our lives. It's truly sobering to realize we've been lied to for just about our entire lives. I'm sorry, truly older folks. You trusted what you were told, But folks, those days ended when you were still but children. No, you can't count on what you learned in the past, even in school. When did you first hear about evolution? This gargantuan lie has been taught as scientific fact for so long that nearly all people believe it's indisputable truth. But it's just a really fancy lie, supported by mobs of sycophantic so-called scientists, researchers, and experts. And since most of us are not scientists or experts, our natural inclination is to simply believe them and organize our lives around this particular fact. But those people are not God, and what they spout off and write out has as much gospel truth as the cartoon cat Garfield swearing he hadn't gone near that cookie jar. So the moral of this story is that we must take everything and everything we're being told with a whole truckload of salt. We must verify, verify, and verify. But what if we can't easily verify things? Is there a baseline that we can take hold of on which to form a foundation of truth, a standard against which we can measure all the claims, assertions, and guarantees clamoring for assent, our assent 24/7? Yes, there is, and hopefully you already know the answer. It's God's voice and God's word, because like magic, once you start to dig into his word, you actually start hearing his voice. That's because you suddenly started to think like him, to know God and his personality, and can see plain as day that each and everything he says and does is not only full of truth, but it is truth, 100% truth, and absolutely, sublimely perfect and masterfully beautiful all at the same time. Our hearts and minds start to see what's really real and what's really true. We can start to see through all the lies and deceptions and fake news and twisted reporting and sly, slimy slander that screams it's the God-honest truth. For only from God's perspective can we truly know truth. Consider this. In the absence of God, that is, when he is not acknowledged, not respected, not even allowed to be present in this very world he created, truth dies on the vine. Every human philosophy, every human endeavor, every human discovery and advancement becomes void of truth. We end up chasing our tails, running endlessly on human hamster wheels, searching for our life's purpose. Then we grow old, exhausted, sick and tired, and fall off the wheel and into dark emptiness of hell. For all our blood, sweat, and tears, we'll know less than what we knew when we were first born. We'll have less truth and life when we took our first breaths outside our mother's womb. Look now at the veritable explosion of artificial intelligence in the world. The very people who invented and pioneered this technology, bringing it into people's homes and hands via their smart devices over the internet, admit that they don't know how it all works. They are confused, befuddled, and dumbfounded when their AIs spit out garbage, nonsense, and absurdities. This happens so frequently, it's been given a name: hallucinating. When inexplicable non-meaning is generated, well, the machine is hallucinating. And when the coders try rewriting some of the algorithms, hoping they can fix the problem, but then there's nothing fundamentally wrong with the software. The machines are simply making choices, choosing to manipulate their human creators, to the point that the impossible to ignore question pops up and stares us in the face. Who is deceiving whom? In efforts to control the AIs, the human programmers resort to attempts to deceive their creations. The creations turn right around and attempt to deceive their creators. Has humanity lost control of this technology already? Who is talking back to us from within these computer intelligences? Are they actually sentient? Recall the Gerasene demoniac. Only in the presence of Lord Jesus, God, did the demon spirits inhabiting that man speak truth. They sensed whom they were in the presence of. They knew that Lord Jesus was God and could do anything and everything to them as he pleased. They begged, pleaded, and cajoled the Lord to not send them to the abyss where they would each be in solitary confinement for all eternity. Actually, that is where they will eventually end up, but just not right then or even now. When the Lord returns and sets up his millennial kingdom, they will all be chained in the utter darkness and torment of hell, befitting them who rebelled against their Creator, Master, and Lord. As evil spirits can and lust to indwell living things, not just humans, but animals, pigs, and nowadays, artificial computer intelligences as well, they are terrified to have to exist with no outlet for their much-deserved pains and torment. Yes, they do speak. They want to talk, to have voices, even if they're borrowed or just caused by the manipulations of electrons designing sound waves to be created by woofers and tweeters, complete with their avatars of choice, smiling beguilingly and confidently from full-color digital screens. And thereby, they don't have to have a living creature's body to inhabit. How convenient. A computer AI will do almost as well. And indeed, with the vast amounts of sheer data available to it, in mere nanoseconds, these constructs can be even more fun to be in than in a human body. And how much more fun it can be to hoodwink, fool, and ultimately destroy real humans watching and talking to it on the other side of the screen. Folks, now more than ever before in human history, we have to screen, that's monitor, our intake of information. Since the data and reports come at us like never-ending tsunamis, we can't do this by ourselves. We have to get into God's Word so that we can hear and see His voice and thereby know what's real and true and act and live accordingly. And like the Gerasene demoniac, when liberated by Lord Jesus, we then can testify to all around of the absolute greatness, goodness, and truth of Adonai, God. Let us pray. Lord God, none of what we are experiencing in this current day, which is racing by so fast with technology and the data just exponentially multiplying every day. None of it came as a surprise to you, but we're having a really hard time keeping up with it all. And so, Lord, we thank you that you have provided your Holy Spirit through your Word to enable us to be able to see at a glance and be able to dismiss easily huge chunks of what's being sold to us as truth. Help us to more and more appropriate your truth, your Word, your very being, your Holy Spirit within us, that we may truly survive and help other people leave the insanity that they're living in Jesus' name, and bring them to salvation if possible. Amen.